Corey.
Hey Corey, this is Sam. Sam, how are you?
Hey man, how are you? It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, you're right. Actually, I was trying to contact you over the email, but I guess your wife, Andrea, I guess, she was keep replying me about the update, right? So that's why I thought I need to call you directly. So did you and your wife review that? And actually, I was wondering about the first feedback from your end, because we need to complete this site, you know? So once I
Yeah,
get
we did review it, and we had a few small suggestions for changes. I thought she sent them over, but maybe she forgot to. Have you seen those things, those suggestions yet?
No, when did you review that? Today, tomorrow, or when?
No. I thought we did it right after our call, actually, so it was a few weeks ago. But how about this? Let me go talk to Andrea and make sure she sends you those lists of small suggestions.
Of course, right? And what happened, actually, let me tell you the date. I sent you an update on 14 April, right? And now I sent you
Yeah.
an back email 18 April, 26 April. Then on 26 April, I got an email from the Andrea, she's still working and she's got super busy. That's why she will provide me end of the week. But again, I
Okay.
emailed her 5th May, then 9th May.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I appreciate you continuing to reach out. I'm surprised she hasn't sent that to you. So let me go talk to her, and I'll have her send you over our list of suggestions, okay?
All right, and because you know that, one more thing I want to discuss, that we have complete all the things, right? Now I need your feedback, and after your feedback, I will go ahead and get this launch, right? And
Great, Sam. That'd be perfect.
right, so as you said, you have a few little changes or suggestions, so according to that, I will go ahead and make those change within a week or within a 2 weeks, and after that, we can go ahead and launch this site. But at this moment, we need to, from our side, we have complete all the things. So as you know that when you spoke with Sean last time on 10th November, so is there a pending payment as well, which is a $4,000, right? So that's why my finance department was willing to get like a payment from your hand. So that's why I'm calling you directly.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good. Well, let's do this. Let me get with her and get the changes over to you. And when she does that, let's get those changes in, and then we'll finalize our last payment and then launch the product.
Let's do one thing in this way, because it's little while. So the 4,000 was the pending payment. So actually, due to financial condition, right? So let's do proceed with the $2,000 today, and the $2,000 for the last payment, you will make it when the product will finalize, and we will get to launch that product. So you will pay $2,000 that time. That's not an issue. But today we can go ahead and charge.
That's okay. That's fine. I'll have to have Andrea call you and do that. So let me just go chat with her, see what she's done, see if she's sent it over, and I'll just have her call. And that's okay as far as if you want to do the two now and two later, that's fine. That's okay. I'll just have her call and do it, okay?
So let's do one thing. So you are okay with that? So that's perfect, right? So can you re-verify me the numbers, and so I will go ahead and proceed with the $2,000?
No, I don't know that information. That's what I'm saying Andrea will call you and do.
So can I her number so I can call her directly?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. It's 309
309
573
573
5505.
5505. So I will just call her and get some feedback from the site, and I will
Yeah.
let her know that you already allow us to charge $2,000, so I need to re-verify the card numbers.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
No problem. Anything else, Corey, from my end?
No. I'll talk to you soon. I'll make sure she gets that over to you, okay?
Sure. Thank you so much, Corey. Take care.
Yeah,
Thank you
thanks.
for the understanding. Take care.